as we get ready to head into 2017, today we're going to have the top trends forecaster in the world, Gerald Celente, talk about the top 10 trends. This is an interview that everybody around the world will enjoy listening to and will benefit from. Be sure to go to the King World News homepage, where we've already had Rob Arnott, a legend in the financial world, talking about the surprises for 2017 and much more. Without any further delay, here is Gerald Celente. Joining us now is Gerald Celente. He's the director of the Trends Research and author of Trend Tracking and Trends 2000 and publisher of the Trends Journal, and is considered by many to be the top trends forecaster in the world. Gerald, as you know, we put out on King World News the top 10 trends for 2017. But let's break it down a little bit for some of the listeners. You have 10 here. What sticks out in your mind among these 10 as one that you think is going to be key for 2017?
Make it new. And that's the future's in front of everybody's to grab, and Trump just proved that. He didn't only defeat Hillary Clinton. He defeated the Republican Party. You go back to October, you look at the headlines, Ryan wasn't going to back him. He didn't only defeat Clinton and the Republican Party, he defeated Obama. Obama campaigned, a president, sitting president, I've never seen one campaign like him, and put his legacy on the line, as he said it over and over again. They lost both, the Democrats lost the House and the Senate. The media lost. That's why they're coming up with this fake news stuff now. They lost. You saw it before, only 10% of the people have any faith in the media. The media pumped Clinton. All of the editorials, in newspaper after newspaper, all the coverage. The media lost. Silicon Valley lost. The Zuckerbergs, the Schmidts, and you saw from WikiLeaks how close Google was working with Clinton. The best algorithms, the best Silicon Valley's minds available to the Clinton campaign. They lost. Hollywood lost. That's right. The Katzenbergs, the Spielbergs, they all hit an iceberg. $100,000 a plate dinners. They lost. Clooney, the actors. De Niro, they lost. The rappers, Jay-Z with Clinton, they lost. The Beyoncés, they lost. They lost. And that's what people really need to look at. There's nothing there. It's your future to create. Trump proved it. Like him, dislike him, makes no difference. We're just trend forecasters. So we just saw somebody upset the entire system doing it the way he wanted to. Political parties don't exist. You just saw it. There's nothing there. Who do they have? Again, Ryan, when he's not playing Eddie Munster? Who do they have? McConnell? Lindsey Graham? McCain? Look at the Democrats. Schumer? Pelosi? Not so Feinstein? There's nothing there. And political correctness, he killed that as well. So what we're saying, make it new. And then you look at, again, as an on-trendpreneur, which is one of our top trends, and what's Trump's campaign slogan? Make America great again. So you see what he did with Carrier. Again, whether it was a good deal, bad deal, it was a deal. And he reversed the trend. And the psychological importance of not sending jobs overseas, even if he doesn't create many here, that's very important. So what we're looking at is an on-trendpreneur. And then again, play the Trump card, make it new. So I'll give you an example. Pride in America products. So let's say you're going to make sneakers, and you're going to stamp them, made with Pride in America. So you play the Trump card. You start running advertisements right over there in Oregon or wherever they are, in Washington State, against Nike. And you say, that guy Phil Knight, what a traitor he is to America. He's a billionaire. He's getting his shoes made from slave labor over there overseas, bringing them back here, marking up the price to levels that are unaffordable because he has a label on it, and you call him out for who he is. You play the Trump card. That's what we're telling people to do. Don't get caught up in the emotion of who won, who lost, what you like, what you don't like. Look at the trends. Go back to another trend from the campaign. This is a campaign, and again, I have experience in this. I used to run political campaigns in Westchester County in New York, at a graduate school as a number two guy running the mayoral campaign in Yonkers, 300,000 people. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. I designed and instructed American politics and campaign technology at St. John's University. I know how the game is played. He played the game the way he wanted to play it. This was an election we've never seen before. Again, make it new, entrepreneur, and then again, go back to make America great again. When was again? You're in the business. You want to sell product. You want it to appeal to your consumer base. How about true nostalgia? Bring back the best of when you think it was the best and retrofit it for now. It's very simple. You play on the strengths of what has been being played out in this election. So those are just a couple of the things that we're looking at that people have profit opportunities from. And then you bring it into the financial sector, and you know we're looking at something, again, that's very different because we're looking now of an economic disorder. You know, we've changed our forecasts, and I told you this very early on when we were talking, you know, right after the election. I mean, look at the rally, the stock market rally, and look where gold is going. The trend is your friend, you know, fight it. So you're seeing that there's a positive momentum going in the country. So what does that mean for gold? Well, now, right now, the futures are showing that they're going to raise interest rates. It's up to 98%. The higher interest rates go in the United States, you know, the less profitable it is for gold. You know, you're getting higher interest and gold doesn't carry any. So what does that mean? Well, let's look at the high interest rates. Hey, look what they just did in Turkey. The lira now is at all-time lows. The government came out and asked people to cash in their foreign currencies and buy lira. And you know what else, Eric? Buy gold. Because their currencies are going down. Go to the emerging markets. They borrowed tens of trillions of dollars in cheap dollars. Now their currencies are being devalued because gold price, because the dollar is going up. So what would you rather have? Your devalued currencies or gold? Now they have to pay back all that debt in their devalued currencies. How are they going to pay it back? Then you look at the companies, this is a multinational world, who do business overseas, and now the dollar is strong. How is that going to affect them? And then you keep bringing it and tying it all together. Look at the capital outflows from countries like China and Malaysia because their currencies are declining. And they're doing everything they can to stop those currency outflows. So where is the money flowing into? A lot of it, for a lot of people, gold. So gold may be right now, as it is, it's lost, you know, quite a bit since Election Day, but it's still to us the safe haven commodity because the world is bigger than America. We're only 320 million people. Take a country like China, 1.35 billion people. We don't even equal the 0.35. Look what happened in India when they called in all their currencies. What would you rather have? A currency that's going to be worthless or gold? And, of course, they're trying to do everything they can in India to stop the people from buying gold. So that's our forecast with economic disorder.
Gerald, you just covered four of these trends, two that are catching my eye, no more cash and Rust Belt 2.0. Let's start with no more cash.
Well, no more cash is that we're going to a cashless society, and the trend is in full growth mode. Just look what's going on. You know, take a look over there in Sweden. You know, most of what's being done is being done cashless. Same thing in Denmark, it's going more cashless as well. Look what just happened in India. To us, that's the beginning of them trying to go cashless. The governments need to control your money. They have to know where you're spending it and how you're spending it so they can get the piece of the action. That's all this is about. But then we look at it again in a business sense. Where is there going to be profit, and where is there going to be loss? What are the companies, the blockchains, and on, that are going to be more and more involved in this? Because this is where the trend is going. And again, when you know it's going to go cashless, do you want to have your assets in something that they can't find, like gold or silver? Because that's going to be the other side of this. So the cashless society is on its way. There's no question about it. Look what they did in Europe this past year with the 500 euro note. You know, they banned it. Yeah, we got to stop them terrorists and them drug dealers. Yeah, save it, Jack. I'm not 6 years old. You know, save that story for someone else. You're a load of crap. You want to do it so people have to do their business digitally so you could follow the money.
Gerald, then what about Rust Belt 2.0? Because it's fascinating here. You're saying Silicon Valley was the beacon of high-tech American innovation entrepreneurs, but it's going to lose its status. And where and who will rule the next high-tech generation? Can you talk about that?
Just remember what I said, how we started this off. Trump didn't only beat the Democrats, the Republicans, the Clintons, the Obamas. He didn't only beat Hollywood and the entertainers and the media. He beat Silicon Valley. So what we're looking at is Silicon Valley is going to be another Rust Belt. When you look at the Rust Belt areas, they grew and prospered because of location and resources, whether it were waterways or coal or whatever kind of thing they had, and so or transportation systems, rail. So they prospered. Silicon Valley is all in the mind, and the mind is global. And you're looking at the developments. Hey, I mean, compare Alibaba to Amazon. You know, look around the world. Go to Hong Kong. Go around the world. Go to South Korea. Look at the technology developments. Look at the technological developments in China. What China can't invent or make, they're going to buy. The mind has no barriers. And that's what Silicon Valley, it was very good in the early stages of development. Trends are born, they grow, they mature, reach old age, and die. Go back 22 years ago, 20 years ago. You know, people didn't have computers like they have now. You know, go back to 2000. People didn't have cell phones like they have now or smartphones. You know, you remember in the mid-90s, you had to have these big units in the back of a trunk of a car with an aerial on it and holding these huge phones. So what I'm saying is that the technology trend is only in its early growth stages. The mind has no barriers. And we go back to Trump beat Silicon Valley. You know why? Because they have one mind thinking. They have a level of arrogance and know-it-all like they're the only game in town. And they can't look past the valley. They're in the valley, and they won't look at the world. So we're going to see more and more developments happening around the world that are going to weaken the strength of Silicon Valley.
You have here, rest in peace, the Fourth Estate. This has to do with newspapers being on their deathbed, the mainstream media, et cetera. And there's some questions here about what will replace it. But in the meantime, obviously, there's a war on alternative media. So if you can cover the war on alternative media and the Fourth Estate, will alternative media survive? And what about the Fourth Estate?
The Fourth Estate used to have, you know, the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the congressional branch. And the Fourth Estate was to watch over those and to watch over, you know, the other people that had a lot of power that were running the countries. And now that's lost because you have six companies that own 90% of all the media, thanks to the 1996 Federal Communications Act deregulated by Bill Clinton. And again, no surprise why the media gave her so much positive coverage. So now we go back to the Fourth Estate dying. I get the Wall Street Journal every day. It's 40% of what it used to be, starting about 3 weeks ago. They're cutting staff all over. There's no newspapers anymore. You get a couple of local pieces of local news, and the rest you get, it's called aggregated news. So if you buy a newspaper in Orlando, Florida, or Joplin, Missouri, and it's owned by one of the big chains, you get a couple of front, you know, stories local, but the rest of the paper is identical. It's all aggregated news. So there's nobody watching the other estates, and because they're also one system. So as we go to the fake news thing, look at that BS story the Washington Post put out by that clown of a man citing sources. And I can't say who the sources are, but these are the brilliant people in the world, and we're going to believe everything they say. How can you get away with crap like that? How can you get you're calling this a democracy? And you're Washington Post, and you write a story like that, saying that there's these fake news outlets and you won't say who's saying it? What kind of a low-life little boy are you? What kind of a guy without any cojones are you? Oh, you're protecting your sources? You mean when somebody's libeling you, you won't say who's throwing out the libel? Washington Post? How about Washington crap? And then you go back to the election. The people turned against the media. There is no fourth estate. It's dead. You have a propaganda machine. Look how they taught us to hate Russia. And so what they're doing is because they lost, these little low-life people are attacking people like you, me, Paul Craig Roberts, and others because we won't toe their party line, because we're not prostitutes. You can't pay us off to put out like you can with the rest of them. That's all they are. They're prostitutes. You pay them to put out.
Joe, very quickly, does the alternative media survive this?
Oh, sure it will. And they're going to try to, do things on Facebook and Google and the others that may prohibit things. Hey, but guess what? Somebody else is going to start a new one, and they're not going to be able to stop it. This is what this last election was about. Everybody's tired of the status quo because the status quo is not putting out quality. It's putting out crap at every level.
One of the last trends here, sell, buy China. This covers China and how they're ascending to be the most powerful country in the world. But talk about what's happening with China, because there's so many end of the worlders on China, and I just never bought it. I mean, we went through revolution here. We went through civil war. We've had so many things, depressions in the United States as we were rising to become the world leader. And, you know, you may see similar things in China, but they're on the rise, aren't they, Gerald?
Yeah, they're on the rise. They have a lot of problems. I mean, you know, you have people like, you know, David Stockman saying they had, what, $500 billion of debt 20 years ago and now $30 trillion. So, I mean, and they have a lot of problems. I talked about the capital outflows as the yuan is depreciating. They don't want it to go much lower. And they have $70 billion worth of outflows in October. But having said that, they're 1.35 billion people strong. And the country is only going to continue to grow. And what they're doing, what they can't make, they're buying. And they're going to keep buying, and they're going to keep making. They're going to keep growing. And so what we're telling people, you know, this is just the first phase. The luxury market had its best day there, and so too have fast foods. A lot of them are pulling out. But a lot of the Chinese are looking for new. They're a one-note culture in a lot of ways. They don't have to look. They're buying up Hollywood. And so what I'm saying is you can give them a lot of what they don't have because we have diverse cultures and we could provide a lot of what they're looking for. So whether you're bringing them here to sell them or whether you're going over there to sell them, buy, sell China, it's not going to stop. Will there be ups and downs? It's life. There are always ups and downs. But the long term, we just see China continuing to grow and expand.
And Gerald, as always, for people around the world, you know, they can get the Trends Journal for less than 29 cents a day delivered to their computers online. Can you tell them how they can do that? And even if they still want a hard copy, Gerald, you guys still do that over there, don't you?
Yes, we have a 54-page high-quality magazine, History Before It Happens. And you go to our website, Eric, trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. And, of course, beyond the Trends Journal, we put out a Trends Monthly, Trend Alerts each week, and of course, Trends in the News broadcast each weekday night. And for the people out there that are having a tough time, we have a discount request page. Again, it's only $99 a year, you know, for the digital copy. But, you know, if you're having a tough time, we understand. So go to the discount request page, and we'll do the best we can to make it available to you because we want everyone to be able to prepare for the opportunities and avoid the dangers ahead.
Gerald Celente, director of the Trends Research and author of Trend Tracking and Trends 2000 and publisher of the Trends Journal. Thank you for joining us on King World News.
Hey, thank you so much, Eric, and thank you for all that King World does to give people solid information to help them in these difficult times.
Be sure to tune in each day as we will continue to release interviews with the top people in the world throughout the week. Also, make sure to check out the King World News blog.